Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Chelsea with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. The state government is set to roll out a solar rebate program in a bid to cut power bills. The $26 million scheme will provide up to $3,500 to eligible landlords who install solar on their rental properties. Treasurer David Janitsky said, quote, "This program ensures the strong take-up continues and renters also reap the benefits." The program comes after Queensland's legislated renewable energy targets were repealed in Parliament earlier this week. The state's net zero by 2050 commitment remains, though several coal-fired power stations aren't set to close until at least 2046.
Queensland police are being scrutinised by the public for failure to stop childcare paedophile Ashley Griffith. A report released on Monday into Griffith's abuse in childcare centres found 18 occasions where his offending could have been detected and disrupted by police. Yesterday, the Christopher Lee government has since defended the police's ability to investigate allegations of child sexual abuse. Police Minister Dan Purgey acknowledged the mistakes but said, quote, "I'm a former child abuse detective. I know the expertise we've got in our child protection and investigation units. They do an amazing job in tough circumstances," end quote.
In national news, the mid-year federal budget update shows a more than $12 billion blowout. This morning, Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Finance Minister Katie Gallagher have revealed that several programs are costing more than expected. With the mid-year budget update next week, the pair will need to rework the budget to balance the books. And on the topic of expenses, the government has rejected calls to tighten the rules surrounding business class travel expenses for MPs. The calls come amidst a travel expenses scandal where it was revealed Communication and Sport Minister Annika Wells had used taxpayer funds for family members to join her at sporting events. Ms. Wells was also found to have racked up a $100,000 bill for a trip to New York to speak to the UN. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said bureaucrats should be looking for, quote, value for money at all times, the rejected calls for an inquiry into politicians' expenses and travel perks, or for Ms. Wells to resign.
In international news, Eurovision is facing more backlash over its decision to let Israel compete in next year's contest. Swiss singer Nemo, winner of Eurovision 2024, has said they are handing back their trophy in protest, saying on Thursday there is a clear, quote, conflict of interest of what Eurovision deems as, quote, unity, inclusion and dignity for all, end quote. Nemo's decision to hand back his trophy comes after five other nations said they too would be boycotting the contest, including Spain, Ireland, the Netherlands, Slovenia and Iceland. Israeli broadcaster Kan has rejected any political interference over the European Broadcasting Union's decision not to expel Israel from next year's contest, with Israeli President Isaac Herzog saying Israel, quote, deserves to be represented on every stage around the world, end quote. With Eurovision 2026 looming ahead, some countries are still yet to announce whether or not they will participate in next year's contest. For your weather today, Brisbane is in for a rainy day with thunderstorms expected later in the afternoon. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news, but we'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. So in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.